really happy to see Elvis. And
yeah, it's great to see Elvis. It's exciting to have everybody here and learning, you know, what we've changed and what we're going to do different and all the rest of that stuff. I know Elvis was happy to be here to hear some of that stuff and, you know, look forward to continuing to teach.
Elvis said he's encouraged or thinks he'll be here long term.
Yep.
Do you share that sentiment?
Yes, we are. We're working with Gary and his representatives right now. So, you know, nothing imminent, but we're working together on the thing to try to make sure he's a Bronco for a long time, and he deserves it.
How'd your four quarterbacks look for your state?
You know, there was a lot of balls going down the field. We wanted to, you know, make an emphasis of that early in the spring, and those are always the most difficult to hit when you haven't really worked on them in terms of timing and all that. So I think in terms of running the offense, running the huddle, knowing what to do, we didn't have to get in the huddle again and break the huddle too many times, which was good. I think that they all, you know, showed themselves pretty well today. I think in terms of accuracy and little things, we gotta focus on some of that stuff and coach it. But I think it's a real competitive situation. I think they're all eager and all also unselfish. They know that everybody's going to take reps, and that's what we try to do at every spot. But you know, they got a lot to learn still, and but not disappointed in anybody today.
Four too many, or can you?
I've had four before at one point, you know, and during passing camp when you got and the early parts of training camp when you have 80 guys, or in this case 86 or 87 guys, you know, you can get enough work because you got a lot of reps. You know, I think we had 35, 36 reps of 7-on-7, so they all got, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 9 or 10 plays apiece, and you know, that's there's not too many things that they're not getting an opportunity to rep out there. So that's the most important thing, is they're getting an opportunity to do that. Ideally, would you like to have an opportunity to give everybody more reps? Sure, you know, but we're going to let that situation play out, and the competition will sort itself out, and we'll end up with, you know, the right number.
Josh, was DJ Williams excused today?
Or? Yeah, I've talked to DJ. I'm DJ and Jamal, and hopefully they'll be here soon.
When you have that many guys, you talk about all four quarterbacks, you know what Kyle Orton can do. You find yourself, is it just natural to be watching the new guys, watching a Tebow or a Quinn versus more than you'd be watching an Orton?
I think we've done some different things. We're changing some stuff with our offense, so I think we're evaluating everybody, you know, kind of fresh, because they're running some things for the first time that they haven't run before, and you know, and as a, I think as a head coach, you're evaluating a lot of people too. It's not just the quarterback position, although you know, you see them and try to keep an eye on that all the time. But no, I don't think so. I think I'm really eager to see what Kyle's doing with some of the things we've changed, and obviously Brady, Tom, and Tim are all young, and you know, really in their first opportunity to run some of this stuff with our full team here. And I know Tom's in his second year, but you know, to me, he's still a young guy that's got a long way to go and a lot of work to put in.
How would you evaluate Kyle and the progress he's made this offseason now having been here?
Yeah, I think you know, I think every player that's been here now, they're going to their second year in the system, whether it be on offense or defense, is more comfortable just themselves getting in the huddle, calling the plays, knowing what to do, being able to communicate with your teammates. You can see that stuff is kind of, you know, at a different level. We're at a different pace than we were last year at this time, and it's good to see that. There's a lot of communicating back and forth, too. The receivers, the tight ends, the linemen are willing to go ahead and share what they need to share with him, and he feels comfortable reciprocating it. So there's a difference. You can tell a difference.
Basically, a year, you said Kyle was our starter. Mm-hmm. You said it at the draft.
You started today in 7-on-7.
So he's still. You keep saying it's a competitive situation.
It is a competitive situation. I mean, that's every position on our team is competitive right now. I'll go as far as to say it's, you know, we have a situation now on our team. I think that there's a lot of competition going on at a lot of spots, and we're really eager to see how all that plays out. But we think it's going to make our football team better in a lot of areas. Last year, you know, is it different than last year? Probably. in certain situations. We're deeper in different positions too.
Should we read anything into the order of reps?
No, you can if you want, but we switched up because of the plays. We didn't want the same players running the same things in different 7-on-7 periods. So, you know, the order, I think we put Quinn in there to start the second 7-on-7 because the plays we were running, we didn't want Kyle to duplicate the same things that he had run the first period. So, nothing. We told everybody, you're all going to get reps. Everybody's going to get rolled in there. And, you know, and the order, it doesn't matter to me. And right now, I don't think it should matter to anybody.
You've had a couple of weeks since the draft. You've seen all the attention to him. First of all, is any of that surprising how much attention he gets? And secondly, do you worry about your veteran players rubbing them the wrong way, being, hey, he's a rookie, and you have all the
Yeah, but I don't think Tim's really doing much of that. You know, I think, you know, that's – I think that comes with – you know, he was a successful player, obviously, in college, and he's come with a lot of attention. But I think he's just like every other rookie. You know, he stood up and introduced himself today and told everybody he was a rookie, just like everybody else. And you know, got the fewest reps of the quarterbacks today, which is what rookies normally do. And he'll earn their respect with what he does. And you know, he's a teammate just like everybody else is. So I don't think that's really that's not going to define who he is and how he interacts with his team in terms of the attention that he gets outside the building.
Josh, you have obviously a lot of people coming back from different injuries, things like that. But Jamal Williams specifically, have you mapped out kind of how you're going to, you know, monitor his kind of reps during camp and during these off-season camps? How is he?
He's doing good. He's doing great. You know, we're excited for Jamal. You know, like we do with most of our veteran players, you know, that when we go into training camp more specifically, because these passing camps aren't real, they're more of a learning and teaching opportunity for the linemen than they are a physical thing. So when we go to training camp, we'll monitor all of the players that we feel like need to be monitored, get them the reps that they need to get, and then, you know, let them rest some and take some reps off of them. To give them to some younger players. So, again, we got some depth at that position, you know, with Fields and Baker, Marcus Thomas. I mean, we got a lot of guys in there that can play at that spot. So it'll be good for them to learn from him. And at the same time, you know, he'll get the work that he needs.
Is there anything generally you can say about how you're changing your offense?
You know, we've made some, you know, definitive efforts. We've come up with some different ways to try to move the ball down the field a little bit. you told me you thought they'd ask that. No, we're going to put some emphasis on some of those things. You know, in the running game, we're going to use a little bit more two back sets. You know, you saw Larson and Branson in there today, taking most of those reps at the fullback spot. You know, and we're still going to be spread out and do some of the things that we've done before, but you go through an evaluation every spring and you come up with some new things and you watch some other teams that have been successful doing different things. And we've liked some things and we feel like we've got some personnel that can do some of those things.
Josh, Tom Brady has a legendary work ethic with that. What similarities do you see between wanting to get better and working to get better that Tom has that Tim has?
You know, I think that, you know, there's a lot of players that work hard. I don't know that there's a lot of players that turned their hard work into what Tom Brady's turned his hard work into. I think it's unfair to put guys in that classification in terms of, well, it's automatically going to pan out for him the same way. It doesn't automatically work like that. I think we have a lot of players that work like that, though. I mean, I think you saw Quinn. I think he's still out there, matter of fact. You know, on the practice field doing things to try to get better. Tim works hard, certainly, and we have a lot of players that are willing to put in extra time to try to get better. But I think that, you know, activity and achievement are two different things. And I think you got to be able to understand, you know, what it is you need to work on to get better, not just go out there and work on the same thing every day. And then try to make some progress with it. But I think we're very excited about the work ethic that we have on our football team in general. I think the quarterback position is very excited to work with each other and force each other to get better through competition. And, you know, if you don't have the work ethic, you'll never be able to use it to get better. So, you know, to have it and then to be able to let those guys push their teammates, I think that's a good thing for all of us.
Two more for Josh. Josh, you think Thomas or Decker will be able to participate at all in passing camp over the next few weeks? Maybe they'll be helping
out? I don't know. I don't want to put any expectations on that. Demarius may be closer to doing that than Eric is at this point. Both of them are doing everything they can do to get on the field as soon as possible, but we're not going to certainly push it for an OTA day. If they come back at the very end, you know, for that mini camp, we're not going to just jump in there and, you know, and injure them before we go to training camp. I don't think it makes a lot of sense to do that. But if one or both of them can and we feel good about it, then they'll definitely be out there as soon as possible.
Last one, Coach.
How much of the way Elvis and his, you know, and Gary are going about it, how much of that is helping you give them what they want as far as the way they're approaching it with you guys?
We appreciate the way that Gary and Elvis have approached this whole situation. I think it says a lot about Elvis in terms of how professional he is and his approach, and he's been patient, and Gary's been nothing but professional with us, and I hope we've done the same thing with them. I know it's been very quiet. We haven't made a big deal out of it. We'd appreciate it if you guys would keep it that way. No, we're doing well. We're very happy to have him here, and we're excited for what, you know, hopefully we'll come here sometime in the near future.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.